All right, welcome back. I'm done beating Nate up over restaurants. Although we came to a determination, we're going to go check all these out before next year.
Yeah.
Then we can have a, you know what, I want to save that edition of Sync Weekly.
Sure.
And I'll then we can have a fair assessment, because it's not really fair to rate or argue or debate whether this or that should be on the list until you've had them all. So, you know what, if that's what I got to do, let's go to the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. As far as places to hang out, that's a good joint. Barrett Solis hanging on the hotline right now from Bleacher Report. Hi, Barrett.
What's going on, guys?
We were just fighting over restaurants. We already argued over the playoff earlier. So, strange development yesterday, I thought, because of, and I want to get your take, obviously, seismic shift in the thought process, because the one automatic has always been, if you're undefeated from a power conference team, you're going to be ranked ahead of a team with one loss. And that is not the case anymore after yesterday. Now, I don't know if that'll hold throughout, if they continue to be undefeated, if one loss will stay ahead of them the rest of the way. However, I thought it was a bit of a shift. I thought it was a major breakthrough in their thought process, because they're clearly trying to determine, I think this team's better than this team, and I don't care that they have one loss.
They're trying to do that now, and it was shocking to me. And to me, the only thing it really tells me is that the selection committee knows that right now their primary purpose is to serve as a programming department for college football. That's it. That's their only purpose. They will change their rankings on Selection Sunday, and it will reflect probably what all of us think, or most of us anyway, think that the top four should be. But right now, you drop Florida State before they go on the road as 1 or 2 point favorites to Miami. That gives that game a little more intrigue. You put Alabama at number five, even though that's where I think Alabama should be anyway, but you put Alabama at number five, knowing that they play number one Mississippi State at home this weekend, that they can play themselves into the playoff. You add intrigue to that game. So, to me right now, I think it's just, and they'll tell you they're not forecasting and not looking ahead. Of course they are.
Sure.
They know those games are happening. So, to me, I think right now it's pretty clear that right now the primary purpose of the selection committee is to serve as a programming department.
Okay.
And they're doing a pretty good job of it.
So the next step is, for me, why is Alabama not ranked ahead of Florida State then? They are also a very talented one-loss team with an extremely impressive resume. Why aren't they ranked ahead of them?
I don't think they have an impressive resume. What's impressive about that resume?
They won on the
LSU is not a very good football team. People talk about how LSU was good. LSU, while they supposedly were getting right, Anthony Jennings didn't complete more than 50% of his passes in any one of those games.
They're a horrible passing team. I'll give you that.
The defense got right, quote unquote, got right. Their problem was run defense. They played Kentucky and Ole Miss. Those two teams don't run the football. So, that game to me was incredibly sloppy. The LSU-Alabama game, you know, honestly, and I said this yesterday, the West Virginia win is bigger in my mind than the LSU win, because West Virginia is a better football team by far than LSU. So, to me, it's just that, you know, the resume for Florida State is not great, but neither is Alabama at this point.
Okay, but what about if the end of the season? If they beat Mississippi State, if they beat Auburn, does their resume look good enough, do you think, to jump Florida State undefeated? Or do you think, now, of course, they're also working against the whole bias concept.
Yeah, well, you know, no, I don't think it would be, because losses still have to matter, and ultimately I do think that if Florida State's undefeated, they're going to be, you know, one or two or whatever they need to be.
Right.
I don't think Alabama would jump, but even though the resume at that point, you know, beating Mississippi State, beating Auburn, beating whoever in Atlanta, if that's where they get to, then yeah, they'd have a pretty solid resume, and enough to jump Florida State, no, because I think right now, again, Florida State dropped because they wanted to add intrigue to this weekend's game. That's it. I mean, ultimately, if Florida State runs the table, they're going to be, you know, the top undefeated team, along with whoever else is undefeated, if anybody's undefeated.
And I think Florida State loses this weekend, but I seem to be in the minority around here, so we'll see.
It could. I mean, people are high on Miami's defense, and I like Miami, too. I think Florida State is one of those teams, sort of like Notre Dame in 2012. They play up and play down, and when they need to turn it on, they will.
All right, well, I will say this. They're the number one scoring defense in the ACC. They have the best running back in the ACC. And they have a quarterback who's thrown more touchdowns and fewer interceptions than Jameis Winston. I'm not trying to say that Kaya is better than Jameis Winston, but he's been efficient enough with the run game and the defense to make things work. We talk a lot about that with Brandon Allen on a much smaller, less successful scale. He is, for the most part, kind of what they need. If they would not make a lot of dumb mistakes, they'd have a couple more wins because he has been solid enough. So, I like Miami this weekend, and like I said, I can make a compelling argument as to why. It's certainly a lot easier to go with the team that hadn't lost in forever. So What about Mississippi State? What do you do with the interesting issue with Mississippi State if they happen to lose, say, a field goal game in Alabama on the road? What do you do with them? Do they stay ahead of TCU? Do they fall to number five? Where do they go?
I think they fall to number five. I think they have to win out. I think right now, and you look how the rankings were the first 2 weeks, the only way that a second SEC team was going to get in is if Auburn ran the table and Mississippi State also won out, because you're not going to drop Auburn had they won out and beaten Georgia, beaten Alabama, or whatever. Now you've sort of the committee got the chance to sort of hit the reset button, and you've seen teams sort of elevate themselves from different conferences. Everyone knows about the Baylor TCU team, which is a whole gigantic other mess. But Ohio State's playing good now. They had a fantastic win against Michigan State. Oregon and Arizona State, obviously, one of those teams will lose. One of those teams may win out. Florida State doing what they're doing. So I think right now you're setting up a situation where they're really trying to have four teams from four different conferences in the playoff.
I know they're trying. What about Baylor? How do you make the Baylor argument behind TCU when they won head-to-head? Thoughts on that? And I think from an eye test standpoint, it's easier for me to make a case that TCU is better. But the head-to-head matchup, apparently they were going to weigh that heavily. I don't know. I thought they were weighing records heavily, too, and then they put a team with no losses behind a one-loss team. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, how would you like to be Jeff Long going through that interview every single Tuesday night? That's just torture.
Yeah, it sounded like a great idea 6 months ago. Now it kind of blows, I'm sure.
It's really not that good. But, I think TCU, like you said, TCU the access. TCU is better than Baylor. And I like how they held Baylor down until they actually got a really good win. And boy, did they get a good win last weekend against Oklahoma on the road. And the way Jeff Long explained it, I sort of get what he's saying, that, you know, TCU's loss was to Baylor and that Baylor's loss was to West Virginia. but TCU's loss was to Baylor. I mean, that has to matter.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
So I think, what are they going to do? I don't know. If Baylor starts looking good, I mean, style points really, really matter for Baylor right now. If they start playing well down the stretch, they'll probably jump TCU because they did beat TCU, and that has to matter. And if they start playing well and play consistently the way they did against Oklahoma, how do you not rank them?
Well, and they and they can get a quality win over Kansas State at the end of the regular season, so that does help them going into the final thought process, I guess, for the playoff committee. So, and I will give the Big 12 credit; they could have just wrapped up their season the weekend before because they don't play a championship game, but instead they wait and play their regular season games the weekend of the championship games to keep them in the minds of the voters. Pretty smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is smart. I mean, and there's some decent games that weekend, too.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like it's just a pushover. Yeah, Kansas State, Baylor, that could have everything to do with everything.
Yeah, right. Unfortunately for the Horned Frogs, they basically have nothing left to impress anyone.
Yeah, if they don't win out, they're not. I mean, they have to look good because they need to look against all those teams because those teams are terrible.
Right. And I'm not a fan of Ohio State. I certainly don't want them to be ranked any higher, although I could make a case for them, I guess, as well. They are at least the last few weeks smashing people. They're not playing anybody good, but they're at least destroying them. My take is on them, they really need Nebraska to end up as a one-loss team, which includes certainly winning at Wisconsin this weekend with or without Abdullah. And if they beat a one-loss Nebraska team at the end of the season, yeah, maybe they jump up a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, if they beat Nebraska in the Big Ten championship game, what does that mean for Nebraska too? I mean, depending on what other dominoes fall around the country, that could be an enormous football game in Indianapolis, and not just for Ohio State. So, yeah, I mean, I agree. It's interesting because, you know, like I said, it's sort of the dominoes are sort of falling, and you're starting to sort of see what the landscape's going to look like. And because there's so many teams that are sort of vying for, you know, playoff spots from different conferences, there's a better chance of zero SEC teams getting into it.
Yeah, that's probably true. And everybody knows how much I hate Nebraska. I mean, being an Iowa State graduate and growing up watching them destroy my alma mater, I have a pure hatred for them. However, dude, if they're 9-1 and their last game was a win at Wisconsin and it's somehow impressive, I don't know how at 9-1 you don't move them ahead of the two lost teams, and there are several of them in front of them.
How did Nebraska drop three spots during the bye week?
I don't know.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. But this would be a relatively impressive win. Wisconsin, while it may not be vintage Wisconsin, it's still a two-loss team. They're 7-2. And if you go to Madison and win, especially if you do without Abdullah, I don't know how you don't slide them in front of all the two-loss teams. So
I agree. I agree completely.
All right. We didn't get to argue about anything. To the last step here, then. It's Arkansas-LSU. You are not impressed by LSU, or so I got from your earlier conversations. Okay. So are they average enough for Arkansas to beat them in 30-degree weather in Fayetteville on a Saturday night?
Absolutely they are. Arkansas will get its first win, SEC win since Mitt Romney and Barack Obama were campaigning for president. That will happen this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Enough said. I love that, Barrett. And you base that on what? What are Arkansas's advantages? Why do they win?
Do you trust Anthony Jennings in the snow and the cold? I don't.
I don't trust him in the heat and the sun.
I don't trust him anywhere. So I think that's the key. I mean, they don't have a quarterback. I mean, they literally don't have a quarterback.
I don't trust him in a box with a fox. I don't trust him, no.
I think Arkansas just absolutely leans on LSU till they can't handle it and get the job done. It's going to be a really ugly football game. It's going to be one, and Bielema and Miles were even asked about it. Is this the type of game that could be 50 runs per team? And they're both like, well, yeah, of course it could be. And then Bielema also shot down the idea of his team doing snow angels, said they would not do snow angels, which is a big bummer. But
I hate to break it to them. If they win, they're going to be doing snow angels probably naked. So
that's not safe for
no, that's not good. There's going to be frostbite in bad places. It'll be great, though, and I'm curious to see if they can pull it off. I do know this. Brandon Allen has thrown 40 or more passes in his last three SEC games. That is not a recipe for success. That's a recipe for disaster this weekend against LSU. So hopefully they can ground and pound and do it effectively enough where they can take it out of the air and get themselves a victory.
Yeah, well, Brandon Allen's been okay, though.
Yeah, I mean, no question. I don't think him throwing 40 times is probably part of the recipe going in usually.
No, but, I mean, he still can be successful. I think mm-hmm. Brandon Allen last year compared to Brandon Allen this year is a complete 180. I mean, Brandon Allen this year is a pretty good – he's a serviceable quarterback when he needs to manage the game, and this is a perfect game for him to manage.
Did you hear that, everybody? That's a guy with no bias towards Arkansas. That's an opinion that you can trust.
No, I hate them still. I hate everybody.
No, I know, but he's been getting destroyed all year long. This would definitely be a good game to break through on, though, and get everybody off his back. So, anyway, more importantly, they need to get the monkey off their back, so go Hogs. All right.
That's right.
Barrett, very good. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you guys.
All right, take care of this. Barrett Salee, Bleacher Report.com.